from apartment to apartment, state to state, and it doesn't really matter where I go. There's only one place I could call my
home. Welcome back to the Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us here at the Crude Life Week in Review. Coming up next, we talk with Austin Jennings III about the Energy Exposition and Symposium happening June 25th through the 27th in Gillette, Wyoming.
I'm Austin Jennings with the Energy Exposition out of Gillette, Wyoming.
Thank you for joining the program here today and this Energy Expo. Boy, I tell you what, I'm looking at your website right now, energyexposition.com, and I click on the Expo speakers, the Exposition featured speakers, excuse me. Boy, you've got quite a bit of heavyweights signed up for this. Talk to me about your speakers. Let's kick this off with the main event right away, man. You've got some heavyweights for this event.
Thank you. That's out of all the information that's on our website, this is a good place to start. So I would say our industry networking dinner, that's what we call it, the first evening of the first day of the expo. So just imagine, all the booths and the traffic and all the networking and everything all day long. And then we kind of go into a cocktail hour. And then everybody goes and takes their seats and eats dinner. And then like you said, our big hitters come up there. And I think we got a good one. And we also have an amazing, amazing country band that night. And it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of networking. So to start off with our speakers, I'm sure you're aware, and a lot of people are in the Rocky Mountain region, what's going on in Colorado with oil and gas. They had the Proposition 112 last year that the people voted down for setbacks, but then the government came back and just kind of pushed through their own rules for, anti-oil and gas. So we are having the CEO of COGA, Colorado Oil and Gas Association, doing opening remarks. So he'll be there, kind of to let everybody know this is what happened to us. Let's try not to have this happen, further north up into Wyoming and North Dakota, stuff like that. So Dan Haley will be there. And then we have another Dan Eberhardt, with Canary, the CEO of Canary. And they're also based out of Colorado, but they're all over the country. I don't know if you ever watch CNN or Fox News or any cable news network at night. If they call in an expert in the oil and gas industry, Dan Eberhardt is one of those guys that they call in to fill in everybody, or maybe in some cases debate what's going on in the oil and gas industry. So he's a super, super intelligent guy. A lot of people have seen him probably on TV. So he'll be coming in. And we had Liz Cheney, U.S. Rep of Wyoming, Liz Cheney, as our as a speaker. And she agreed to do this last year. She's a wonderful person, a family friend, and a big, big advocate and a fighter for oil and gas, especially in Wyoming. So she had agreed to do it, but then when trying to not get too political here, but when the Democrats retook the House last year, then the schedules were changed, and unfortunately, she won't be able to make it in person. So what we did is here recently is we have her, Senator Barrasso of Wyoming, and Senator Mike Enzi, who is from Gillette, doing a live feed from the U.S. Capitol, which is going to be really, really cool. So we'll have all three of them, and they will be taking questions and entertaining the crowd afterwards as well. So that's going to be a kind of a new kind of thing that we're trying, and I think it's going to be great. And then the new governor of Wyoming, Mark Gordon, is our keynote speaker. So it's going to be an interesting night. Like you said, some big hitters. And then we go into the fun time with Chancey Williams and the Yoga Brothers Band. And if you haven't heard them, they are skyrocketing in popularity to the top. They've got some really great songs out right now. They opened up for the Las Vegas National Federation Rodeo last year. So great big deal, great big band, really nice guys from Wyoming. And they're gonna put on a 90-minute set, you know, while everybody's drinking and networking, and it's just gonna be amazing. Yep. If you haven't heard them, he's on our homepage too. So if you want to kind of get familiar with Chauncey Williams and the entertainment for that evening, we have some songs on there and some videos. It's just gonna be wonderful.
And this is for Wednesday, June 26th, correct?
You got it.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, this is the Energy Expo. June 26th, we're talking about some of the events happening, some of the speakers and the dinner and the networking and the music. And Austin Jennings is our guest here. And is that pretty much the music then kind of wraps up the day? Is it kind of, you know, until the last person dances? Or is there a cutoff time like 11 o'clock? Or?
Yeah, you know, we always try to do the cutoff time. And it doesn't obviously work out that way all the time. So yeah, we try to wrap it up around 11, but you know, we're a family owned and operated show, and we've been doing this 20 years. And you know, we don't, I know some of these larger companies go to, you know, big shows in other states, and they have union decorators and union electricians and you know, all these rules. And we just don't, you know, we've been in this industry. My grandfather worked for Chevron and retired from Chevron. My father, who is also part of the Energy Exposition, the founder, he has been in the oil and gas industry his whole life. So these are our people, and we want to make these connections for them and the networking. And so, yeah, so 11 o'clock, yes. But, you know, we've had some really good years where it goes long into the night.
Sure.
So it makes for a rough morning the next morning, but we're all troopers and professionals. So,
well, that is one thing I have noticed about the energy industry. They do a pretty good job of policing themselves for anything that gets out of hand. You know, they seem to have some pretty civil fun, if that makes sense.
Oh, I mean, if you don't mind, I'm going to use that civil fun, because that's exactly what it is. You know, like I said, there's a lot of networking and there's a lot of business and there's a lot of deals being made that day. Everybody's super professional, but you know, everybody knows how to have a good time as well. And we like that. We allow that. And it's part of us.
Well, and part of it too is, you know, yeah, there's a little bit of the work hard, play hard mentality from time to time, but they also understand they got to be up the next day to get some work done. You know, I mean, yeah. they're here, you know, and you got the music playing and everything else, but I'm looking at your schedule here and 7 a.m., man, you guys are kicking the eggs off or the breakfast or whatever the heck you guys are serving. So 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., it looks like game on again the next day, huh?
Well, that makes that, and that's both mornings. So imagine that.
Oh,
Wednesday.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So imagine that Wednesday that we were just talking about. If you started at 7 a.m., which I absolutely would suggest everybody show up for that. What we try to do is get the local operators in before, you know, if they can't make it to the show during the day, we try to get them in before their work day.
Sure.
So we have this breakfast, and you know, we try to get those attendees and those operators in there that normally couldn't make it during the day in there to hang out with our exhibitors and see what we're doing and you know, just share a meal with everybody.
We've done that
for many years, and it's worked out really well.
But before we get into Thursday, June 27th, by the way, the event, I'm looking at it and it says, you know, Monday, June 24th, the exhibitors start to set up. I was going to ask you if this is one of those events where people set up things in the parking lot or they bring in heavy, you know, kind of equipment. And I see you've got heavy equipment on here. So I've never been to this show before. So give me the 5,000-foot view, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. And speaking of that, we will have drone footage. We'll have drones outside. So all the outside exhibits, the exhibitors will be featured in our promotions, our video promotions and upcoming for 2020, and we'll be able to share that drone footage with them as well. So yes, we do have outside with this space. It's relatively inexpensive, especially if you buy an indoor booth. You get a 50% discount on your outside booth. But yes, heavy equipment, and we've had some big ones. So we do start Monday if people need to start setting up outside. And just a side note, we have set up a full pumping unit, a full pump jack inside the Wyoming Center before.
That was Austin Jennings III with the Energy Exposition and Symposium. Happening June 25th through the 27th in Gillette, Wyoming. To listen to the full-length interview or other exclusive interviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies. This is The Crude Life Week in Review.
All the memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town. Every time I roll back around.
Historic. The first full conversion refinery to be built in the U.S. in over 40 years. Innovative. The cleanest, most technologically advanced downstream project ever. The model for future shale basin projects. Groundbreaking. With construction resuming in early 2019. The Davis Refinery.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
I totally agree with you, and the word that you brought into this is fact. You tell the facts, and then you let people make up their own minds.
If you want someone who's competent, you don't want to get a bunch of rookies.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.